The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. We are back. My name is Alan Ellis, and this is the long-running Outdoorsman Radio Show, probably the longest-running outdoor show ever in Maryland, 31 years, and in our 31st year, still going strong. Are we 31 or 32? December 1988. Yeah, we're in our 31st year. December will be 32 years old. Pretty wild, I think. Anyway, that's a lot of Saturdays sitting here behind the microphone, not getting out in the woods on Saturdays. You know what? It's all right. I can get out there during the middle of the week, and it's calm, and it's peaceful, and it's nice. And every now and then I'll take Saturday off, like first day of deer season or something like that. And, you know, or we'll be on vacation somewhere. But now when we're on vacation, we have the technology, we have the equipment right here, broadcasting from the house in Easton. We have the technology to take the radio show with us. So all we need is a good Wi-Fi connection or a phone line, and we can connect with, Vern, or we can connect with, Chris, or, you know, the station, and do it from right from there. We've got the headphones and the microphone, I mean, the head microphones here and the headsets, so we can hear everybody. And it's a very simple little piece of equipment, but I'll tell you what, it does its job. So, we haven't heard from Matt Sell yet this morning. I don't know if he's going to join us or not, but we'll do what we got to do even without Matt. So, I was looking forward to talking about Deep Creek Lake. So let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the new hunting regulations. And if you've been with me since the first hour, the new regulation book is online. I haven't seen a hard copy yet, but I haven't been everywhere yet. I've been a lot of places, but I haven't been to where there's any books. So when I get a hard copy, I will certainly hang on to that. But a lot of stuff is online now, as you know, and you can access that information. So I'm just kind of keying on the new stuff. And number one is the rifles. We had people lobby for this. Rifles and handguns that fire straight-walled cartridges may now be used to hunt deer in the firearm season and junior hunt days statewide. These are straight-wall rifle cartridges. What does that mean? That means the brass that holds the bullet is the same diameter from top to bottom. From the rim to the top of the casing where the bullet sticks out, it's straight. There's no belt around the base. There's no neck like on a high-powered rifle. This is just a straight tube with a bullet in it. It's got a rim on it and a primer in the back. The most popular calibers are, one of them's new actually. It's called the 350. Let's see here. Some of them have been around for a while. The 350 Legend Winchester. 350 Legend. Ballistics are okay on all these straight wall cartridges out to 150 yards. You know, 150 yard zero, the Winchester 160 grain Power Max factory load is 1.92 inches high at 100 yards and 5.5 inches low at 200 yards. Let me read that again. with a zero at 150 yards. The Winchester 160 Power Max factory load is 1.92 inches high at 100 yards and 5 inches low at 200 and 14 inches low at 250. So after 200, it just like a shotgun slug, it'll drop right off the table as far as the ballistic. It retains 1,000 foot-pounds of energy to just past 140 yards. Okay? So if you have a shorter barrel, like on an AR and some other rifles, the muzzle velocity is lower, which changes all the other numbers, which means that the bullet's slower and it's not as high energy. You want 1,000 feet per second. You want 1,000 foot-pounds of energy to put a fatal shot on a deer-sized animal. Okay? So what this does, the 350 Legend and the 444 and the 4570, they give you a little extra range. Now, I don't recall in shotgun season, in a shotgun county, other than one instance where I would take a shot over 150 yards. I was on a hunt for wounded veterans one time, and I killed a deer at 200 with a 20 gauge slug. And that was about as far as I want to shoot one with a slug. That was with a good rest. That was with a solid barrel. That was H&R, a single shot 20 gauge with a 2 3/4 inch light field hybrid slug. And I think I took 3 shots at the deer and hit it twice. So that's the same kind of ballistics. I highly recommend you go online to Field & Stream or just use your search engine and say best straight wall rifle cartridges for deer hunting. And this article from Bryce Towsley comes up. And he wrote it last November. And he compares the 350 Legend, the 444 Marlin, excuse me, the 450 Bushmaster, and the 4570 Government. And, you know, these are all the most popular straight wall cartridges. You can see what they look like. And the ballistics are there, the recommendations are there, the whole thing. It's just another tool in the toolbox, the way I look at it. That's the way I look at the things I use for hunting, the tools I use for hunting. Some days I'll take the compound bow. Some days I'll take the recurve bow. Some days I'll take the crossbow. It's all in how I feel that day. It's all in where I'm hunting. It's all in what I feel like using. And it's the same thing with the firearms. If I feel like using a shotgun, I'll take shotgun in shotgun season. I'll take the shotgun in rifle season, depending on my stand location. You know? I went black bear hunting in New Brunswick in 2009, my first black bear hunt. I took a 12 gauge shotgun with a slug. Successfully took a bear, no recovery, knowing no trail to recover it. Second time I went up in 2011, I took a muzzle loader, the 404 grain power belt bullet. The bear never moved after I shot it. I took a 300 Winchester Magnum to Garrett County. And took a 200-yard shot and harvested the bear. So it all depends on your circumstance, what tool you want to use. You know, if you want to add a new dimension and figure out how to shoot a straight wall cartridge like a 444 Marlin or a 4570, hey, feel free. Enjoy yourself. So it's just like I said, another tool in the toolbox. How do you feel, folks? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Sorry I'm alone today. Miss Robin's feeling, she's feeling okay, but she just needed to take the day off. So there she is. She is taking the day off, and we're trying to handle this, on my own. I don't know. I'm having a rough time. I love it. She does add a different dimension, doesn't she? She really does, and I really enjoy having her here, no question about it. Because we can comment about stuff, and we have different outlooks on things. And, you know, sometimes she won't agree with me, and that's fine. Thank God we live in America. where we have the right to express our opinion. And I will defend your right to express your opinion even if I don't agree with it. Even if I think it's wrong. But guess what? It's what I've always said here on the show. We live in America. We live under the First Amendment. You have the right to express your opinion. I have the right to express mine. Excuse me. And in this format, we can agree to disagree, or we can disagree and each go our separate ways. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Be more than glad to have you as a guest on our on change of subject if you like. Ask about any outdoor subject you'd like to talk about, and we'll be more than glad to talk about that. So there you go. All right, I got you there, Vern. We're working on it, man. Vern is cueing me on our commercials, and I think that's great. I really do. I was in Clyde Sports Shop the other day, and I dropped off the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine there. Captain Don, you can pick it up right there if you want. They are your crabbing headquarters. I was looking at some of the crabbing stuff, but more interested in talking about straight wall cartridges and talking about where all your guns are, Clyde. There were two pump shotguns on the rack. Two. People are buying firearms. And Clyde Sports Shop is a great place to buy a firearm, to own a firearm from Clyde's. Is, you know, they'll walk you through the process. Any firearm. Regulated handgun, regulated long gun, shotgun, rifle. And they specialize in Browning. And it's a good thing that they do. So if you're looking for a good firearm, you can check it out at Clyde Sports Shop. They're also they also have a good gunsmith, Lawrence. He's cleaned and taken care of problems on some of my guns, and you know he does the scope mounting and bore sighting, and it's always been a great job. And you know the repair work is good. The repair work on rods and reels is good as well. If you break a tip off, you break a guide, you need new line, you need a you drop your reel in the sand. Take it in, rinse it off, take it in there, and Clyde's Sports Shop will take it apart. They'll replace any parts you have. They'll, you know, lubricate it all up, and they'll have it just working like brand new. No question about it. But I prattle on. Your full-line hunting and fishing retailer is Clyde Sports Shop in Baltimore. They have crabbing supplies. They have fishing supplies. They have live and frozen bait. They have minnows. They have everything you need to make your days in the outdoors more enjoyable. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week, and you'll be glad that you've stopped by, no question. Ah, Backyard Billy's. Yeah, I never get tired of seeing this stuff when I go to Backyard Billy's. The picnic tables and the chairs and the deck boxes and all the outdoor stuff, the sheds. You know, you put it off long enough, you got a backyard, you got a little spot out there where you can sit with the family and you can steam some crabs and you can serve them up. Or you can have the family come over and they can all bring a covered dish. You know, Aunt Sally will bring her famous baked beans. You know, and Uncle Ted makes potato salad. And, you know, cucumber and onions are coming from Cousin Bill. And all that stuff. And then, you know, you have the barbecue grill out there and you're cooking up some chicken and some burgers and some hot dogs. Well, that backyard is what Backyard Billy's is all about. It's all about making backyards fun. Giants, I'm sorry about this. Hold on. Excuse me. Giant selection of colorful poly outdoor furniture in any color. Matching table and chairs, contrasting table and chairs, whatever you want. Especially those Adirondack chairs, over 300 in stock. You can see all that from Route 50, Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds. That's what's in Backyard Billy's backyard. So go inside, and you're going to see the grills, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. Some Saturdays are grill demo days, depending on weather and how busy they are. It starts at 10, ends at 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals, and you can call ahead for that. All you got to do is go inside and browse the great garden decorations, the furniture for inside your beach house, and here's the cool thing. There's free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. How about that? There's fire rings. There's all kinds of stuff for the backyard. They're themed fire rings. I mean, if you like, you know, flowery looking stuff, you can find a fire ring with that on it. So why not? And Robin and I picked Backyard Billy's to install. We purchased and installed our fireplace insert. They are your fireplace and hearth store right there in Kent Island, Route 50, Exit 44, Backyard Billy's. Call 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Visit backyardbillys.com. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. Your backyard is gonna look just great. No question about that. All right. On the other side of Easton here, going the other way, is Bay Country Bakery. And no, we did not get to Bay Country Bakery last week and get the special of the day, unfortunately. Just went the other direction. Did something else. And it wasn't Dave and Gina's fault. It was our fault. But there is a trip planned to Bay Country Bakery this week. Bay Country Bakery is open from Monday through Saturday from 7 to 11. And when I'm on 50 headed to the beach or Chrisfield or going down to Sick of Deer Farm, I'm going to pick up some donuts. And I picked enough donuts up for the whole ranch. I mean, the whole club last year. And, I mean, they lasted about 15 seconds. The guys in camp love Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's. Bay Country Bakery. Excuse me. I'm all confused. So they're in Cambridge. They've got fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and cakes and breads. I'm telling you, their bread is really, really good. Enough for everyone in the boat or in camp. And you can grab a tasty breakfast sandwich, too, if you like. Bay Country Bakery is found along Route 50. They're just wandering along Route 50. Now, they're 2951 Coastal Highway just through Cambridge. You look for that giant donut on the side of the building, that big sprinkle donut. Yep, you're there. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. 2951 Coastal Highway just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hi. Get some donuts. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. We'll be right back after this.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
As technology continues to advance in every aspect of life, we're right there providing content across platforms and myriad devices. Smartphones, laptops, desktops, smart TVs, tablets, and smart speakers.
I can get it on my phone, I can get it on the computer.
All over the place.
It is accessible pretty much anywhere.
And to hear our voice using your voice, all you have to do is tell your smart device to play. Radio 680. WCBM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too.
Try to keep singing,
on
Hank.
Working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B8, keep my friends the same.
keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the chain.
That's right. All right. Man, that song is inspiring to me. I don't know if it is to you or not, but I love Hank Jr. and I like what he sings. Let's talk to Barney. Good morning, Barney. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well.
Hey, listen, I know you've been talking a lot about hunting and guns and...
A little bit, yep.
Well, I'm a blind guy, so you don't want to take me hunting. But I do fish.
Okay.
And my fishing question is, I go out of Tillman sometime with Captain Bobby Marshall, and
uh-huh.
we catch rockfish that were 32 to 33 inches long, probably around 22 pounds.
Right.
Now, my question, Alan, is how old is that fish? How old are those fish that are about that size and age?
That year class is probably about 10 years old. I'd have to check with somebody like Uncle Dale to give you a better handle on that, but that's probably a 10-year-old fish.
And what is the life expectancy of a rockfish in the bay? I mean, how long do they live? 20 years?
Yeah, I'd say that's a good average, 20 years, maybe a little longer. Yep. I mean, okay. if you catch them and remove them from the landscape, then no. But, you know, if they are able to function and migrate in and out and not get caught on the coast and not get caught in a net, not get caught by a hook and liner. Yeah, you've got some fish that are, you know, the 50, 60-pound fish that are probably in their 20s, I would imagine. Yeah?
Yeah, I've been fishing the bay my whole life. I'm 60.
Right.
And I would have a guide take me out of Fletcher's on the Potomac for shad.
Oh, yeah.
And we
yeah, that's fun.
A lot of shad fishing. And we would catch both American and hickory.
Yep.
And the interesting thing about the Potomac there when you're getting up by the bridge past Fletcher's is that water gets to be 90-100 foot deep.
It's people don't understand how deep the river is at that point. And that's why those blue catfish have thrived in that river, because well, they've got those deep channels to fish. You know.
Let me share some with you, because the resource police or the renters at Fletcher's said, if you go this way, you can catch giant rock, but they don't recommend you keep them because of the water for
right.
whatever reason.
Right.
You go the other way, and we were doing some deep fishing for those huge blue channel cats.
Yep.
And it's amazing.
You put a half a gizzard shad on there and send it down to the bottom, and you never know. It could be a 70, 80-pound catfish bite your bait.
And you're 10 yards from shore.
Exactly.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. So, well, Barney, I appreciate the call. Look, good fishing to you. We've got other callers in the queue, so I'd like to say thank you for the call and enjoy your fishing, and we'll try to get those answers for you, okay? Hello? All right. Let's talk to Doug. I think he's in his truck down in Glen Burnie somewhere. Good morning, Doug. Call back, somebody. Doug, how about Mark in Baltimore? Are you still with us, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
These four guys are out on a boat, and they have their dog with them, and they're duck hunting. So the
okay.
guy shoots a duck, and he tells the dog, go get him, boy. The dog hops out of the boat, runs across the water, gets the duck, runs across the water, and comes back and hops in the boat. And the one guy is like, wow, can you do that again? So they shoot another duck, and he says, go get him, boy. And the dog hops out of the boat, runs across the top of the water, goes get the duck, runs across the top of the water, comes back, hops in the boat. So the one guy, he was so impressed, he said, I'm going duck hunting with some friends next week. Can I take him with me? And he says, sure. So the next week comes, and he takes them, and... they shoot a duck, and he says, go get him, boy, and the dog hops out of the boat, runs across the water, gets the duck, runs across the water, comes back, hops in the boat. One of the guys with him, he said, man, how'd he do that? That's a miracle. And he said, no, that ain't a miracle. That dumb dog can't swim.
All right. That dog can't swim. All right, I don't know if your joke sank or not. We'll have to wait for the reaction of some of our listeners. So.
Oh, and I got to say hi, John. I got a buddy that yells at me because I tell corny jokes on his favorite show.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. No problem, buddy. We have to have time for that little humor on the show too, you know.
That's right.
All right.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later, Mark. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. All right. Did Doug call back there, Vern? Nobody's on the line. All right. Well, that's okay. That is okay. So we were talking about the straight-walled cartridges. Now there's a new kind of a redo of the suburban deer management zone. They've gone to Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's County, the suburban deer management zone. The archery season, antlerless deer bag limit is unlimited in the suburban deer management zone. You know, they had that a couple of years ago, and they brought it back after they limited it to 15. I guess people were still screaming there's too many deer. Coyotes may now be hunted year-round statewide during the day and night. And this one particularly encourages me. The new primitive deer hunt days, February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 2021, hunters may only use longbows, recurve bows, or flintlock and sidelock percussion muzzle loaders during these days. Well, since I have all those, I may just participate in that season. Now, I don't have a longbow. I can shoot a longbow, but I don't have one. Recurve bows, I've got a couple nice vintage recurve bows. One of them I had kind of looked at and done a little work to a few years ago, put a quiver on it, got some arrows and a new Flemish string and a new arrow holder. Might do that with the other one. The one I haven't had redone is a Root, which is a classic. that interests me. But I also have a flintlock. I have a couple. And I also have a couple sidelocks. My sidelock percussion cap is the one I bought when I moved to Maryland, and it's a custom gun made by Getz Barrel Company. It's beautiful. It has a stock on it like my 270, but it's a, you know, it shoots a 90 grains of black powder with a round ball, patched round ball. Very, very accurately, and I might take that and try that, or I might warm up the flintlock. I don't know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to John in Baltimore.
Hey, how you doing, Alan? How's your angel doing today?
My angel took the day off, and she's chilling out. She has some back issues, and she took a couple shots. Eight shots in her back the other day, and it kind of put her out of business yesterday. And then, you know, just resting and relaxing. That's all it's about.
Well, me being a retired nurse, I am. Backs have always been, back in the day, hard to diagnose and hard to treat. So I'm going to pray for her today.
You do that. Thank you.
I always pray for you guys, man. Give me a break. The other thing is, I'm Mark's friend. Okay, I'm sticking my finger down my throat on that last joke.
Oh, you didn't like it?
And that's one of his better ones. He's laughing right now. I know it is, but yeah, he's a good guy, but his jokes are worst fart in the world. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. Yeah.
I have two questions for you.
All right.
One, I'm not the fisherman other people might be. What is an umbrella rig?
What is an umbrella rig? All right. An umbrella rig is a device that has a center focus where you hook a swivel. Okay?
Oh.
There's a swivel that you hook a swivel into.
Right.
From there, there are arms. There are wire arms that go... There are about eight of them, like an octopus. From those arms is another connection, and a shad body or a twister tail goes on each of those eight arms. But then in the middle, there's a central focus. It's a little longer, leader, and you put a matching shad or something like that with a hook in it now, in the middle. So it looks like a school of fish swimming, okay? And the fish comes in and says, oh, here's one that's not in the pack, and he grabs that one at the end that he thinks has fallen behind. That's an umbrella rig.
Is this like for rockfish or things like that?
Yeah, for rockfish, for trolling. Yep.
The other question I have is, if I own a boat, the boat's licensed, do people fishing on that boat need a fishing license? Hello?
I'm considering your question.
And the reason I say this, because I'm unknowledgeable and somebody told me this and I doubted that.
Somebody said that they could all fish without a license?
Yeah, because your boat's licensed, and I don't believe that.
I think that's correct, that you can.
Really?
Yeah, I do. But you're going to have to give me a minute. If Robin was here, she could Google it, but or look on the DNR website. I think that's correct, that, you know, all occupants are covered under the boat license.
Well, the other thing is, you know, I told you I got a musket last year, and you gave me suggestions on people who could teach me how to do it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ran into a buddy of mine who's old man, does black powder, and I'm doing pretty good, but I wobble.
You wobble because you're afraid of the recoil.
No, I'm not afraid of the recoil. No, not at all. I just think the weight of it, number one, I can hit the board, right, where the target's at, and I've got to where I can hit the target now, right? Well, I can take my M1 and hit it dead center.
But are you shooting offhand?
What do you mean?
Without a rest. Are you standing and trying to shoot?
Yes.
Okay. I can solve that problem real easy. Get yourself a rest. Get yourself a pair of shooting sticks or, you know, one of the commercial bog pods or something, a trigger stick or something like that you can provide yourself with a rest. You need a solid rest with a muzzle loader because it's so front heavy.
That's what's doing it, Tommy.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about because I'm a big fan of Life Below Zero, and I've seen two types of stands. Sue Atkins uses this one, then I saw another guy that hunts Kodiak bears. He's got a double stand where he can rest the whole rifle on it, I believe. But I know what you're talking about now. I'm going to try that. I'd rather do it just freehand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what? You're going to wound the animal.
You're right. Oh, I got blood on the weapon. Somebody took it out and got a deer for me because I won't shoot animals with it. They got a deer with it for me.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good.
Plus,
I bet they had a rest.
Yeah, he does. Stop laughing at me. That's not funny. But he brought the mini ball back. This thing doesn't even look like a mini ball anymore, baby. Let me tell you.
No, it looks like a rifle bullet. No question.
All right, look, I'm gonna let you go. You know, I love you guys, man. You make my Saturdays, and I want to tell you, Mark's a very, very good man. He's helped people and all this.
That's good.
And I say he should be jailed, man, for these jokes. It's killing me. I can't take it anymore. You know.
Our buddy Joe just emailed me, and he said, and they think my jokes are bad. He's the one that tells the snail jokes.
I love your jokes, man. I love your jokes. Look, Alan, I hope to meet you at one of your events. I want to shake your hand. I want to shake your wife's hand and all that because you do so much for me, man. Just your banter and everything. My favorite song, too. Speaking of songs,
yeah.
Whoever wrote this song, I'm a rocker. I'm a classic rocker. But whoever wrote this song is a genius. Weapons of Mass Destruction.
Yeah. It's in the library there. That's actually off of a Michael Waddell album. I can't remember the name of the guy who wrote it and sings it, but I met Michael and I met the artist at one of those ATA shows that I was talking about. Got my picture taken with him and all that stuff somewhere in the archives. But, yeah, it's great. It's a song, no question about it.
And the other song I like is the one about the guy, DNR, please don't stop me. I got to get home from the bar. I'm sober 30 years, baby. That's me.
Nah, gotcha. All right, man. Take care.
I'll call you in a couple weeks. Get Robin a hug for me, and God bless. I got her in prayer, man.
I will do it. Thank you so much. Take care. Well, that was good. That was good. I don't see any texts from Vern, so I guess we'll talk about MacroTech Archery as soon as I find what I want to say about MacroTech Archery. I have all these scripts in front of me with absolutely no way to organize them. I guess I need a loose leaf notebook, and I can put them in there and turn to them as I need them. So, let's talk about Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. We've been talking a little bit about archery and, you know, that type of thing. Macrotech Archery has moved from Brooklyn to a new location, and they're now open on Fort Smallwood Road, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Revere Beach. Len Marsh, the owner, is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, the well-connected, know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's tuned my Bowtech bow, and he's recabled and restrung my 10-point crossbow as well. And the bow technician, Corey, he's top-notch. And when I talk about all these people knowing about archery, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, there are people in Washington, the congressmen and senators that come. There are people in the NGOs that show up, people that, you know, that like to hunt and don't like to, you know, flaunt it or anything like that. But they'll come and they'll pick up a new bow, and they'll have bow, you know, Len tune it, and it's all good. And he's got the pictures in his shop of some of the celebrities, some of the sports celebrities and some of the politicians and things like that that have been to his shop. So, you know, the reputation is there, and the skill level is also there. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews bows, including the new VXR, Mission, Bowtech / Diamond, and Hoyt. Crossbows include Raven and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. All the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly, and they have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and more. And if you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have. You know, your stance might be a little too open or not open enough. You know, your anchor point is inconsistent. Your grip is too tight. You're canting the butt. They'll tell you all that stuff and improve your score, no question. Plus, Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point Wicked Ridge and Horton crossbows. You should stop by the new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They're now open. Visit macrotecharchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number is 410-789-7777. 789-7777. Macro knows bows. Clyde Sports Shop. We talked about guns and repairs and all that stuff. Now let's talk about fishing and crabbing. Clyde Sports Shop has anything and everything you need for crabbing. That's right. They've got the trot lines. For those of you who like to try trot lining, they have a fully rigged 1,000-foot trot line ready to go. All you need is the bait. They'll take care of that, too, because they have salted eels and chicken necks for bait. And you're ready to go with a trot line. They've got the weights and the floats and the whole thing. So that's one. If you like just, you know, dropping a pot off your pier, with proper registration, of course, you can do that, too. They've got those, and they can give you some tips on that. If you want to do the little crab pots, the little personal crab traps, you got that. They've got the open top, and they've got the, you know, the low profile. These are great crab traps, a nice collection of those. Why not stop by and check it all out? And they've got new baskets and lids. They've got measures, tongs and gloves and crab mallets and crab bait and aluminum steamers, 20 and 50 quart. Clyde Sports Shop, custom crab seasoning. That's right, five pound bucket of that. They got, well, they got the commercial crab pots, as I mentioned, the crab hotels, the cloth and wire crab rings, the cloth and wire crab nets, all at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Your crabbing headquarters is Clyde's Sports Shop. Hey, Backyard Billies. Backyard Billies, we got to tell you about them again. They've got those great poly tables and chair combinations. You can see it right off Route 50. There's a big building, and then all these chairs and tables and sheds and tiki bars and all kinds of stuff. I mean, swing sets, you name it, it's all right there in Backyard Billy's backyard. And that's their goal, making backyards fun. When you go inside, you can see all the furniture for your beach house and all the accessories and the decor stuff. You can see the fire rings. You can see the grills in there by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And if you call them and find out when grill demo day is, they'll tell you, because that's going to be from 10 till 2 on Saturdays. Taste testing, pro tips, giveaways, grill package deals. You know, it's all there. Fire rings. Anything for your backyard is Backyard Billy's. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. Oh, and they're your fireplace and hearth headquarters as well. Robin and I picked them after a three-state voyage to install. We purchased our gas fireplace insert. They installed it. They took care of it. You know, they did a beautiful job on it. And We've got stonework on it. They even recommended somebody to do the stonework, and we just sit here and admire it every day. So Backyard Billy's is your hearth headquarters too. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is gonna look great. No question about it. Let's see. One more. Albright's Gun Shop. Let me tell you about Albright's Gun Shop. I've known Larry for a long time. I've done business with him for 25 out of their 37 years, and guns wanted. That's their theme. Guns wanted, any make, model, age, or condition. Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland, wants guns. All my local listeners here in Easton, you're all familiar with Larry. You all have gun collections, and you're getting ready to downsize. Take them over to Albright's Gun Shop or call them and make some arrangements. I've been dealing with Larry for many years. I know these guys, and I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811. If I had a gun to sell or to consign, you can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini elite dealer. You can call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory. It's in Cambridge, and select your firearm. This offer is for Siren and FabArm firearms as well. Albright's carries Beretta, Benelli, and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned. And now Albright's has an expanded muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as an in-house expert, that'd be Chuck, to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AlbrightsGunShop.com, or call 410-820-8812. 410-820-8811. Call today for Albright's Gun Shop. We'll be right back after this message from Vern.
Feels like Florida when you step outside today. The humidity has skyrocketed here across Maryland in the wake of Faye. We're up to 92 degrees today, and the big tropical rain's moving up into New England this weekend, north of Boston. 72 degrees our low tonight. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 94 degrees. And the chance for some isolated storms this weekend with the rich humidity, but more likely the storms hold off till Monday, high of 90. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are a country of so many voices, yet some still struggle to be heard.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
This is a reminder of your standing invitation to the table.
Thanks for being my voice in all this.
Let your voice be heard.
I'm an American rapper. I cannot stand the term African-American. I was born in America. That's all I know. I don't know much about Africa besides what Mutual of Omaha taught me.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
As requested.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spoots, pumpkin seeds and flutes, blue-eyed crawfish jigs.
a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction. There you go. We've got a couple callers on the line. Let's talk to Dale in Easton about the age of striped bass. Good morning, Dale.
Alan, good morning. Alan, that fish, yeah, 10 years old would be a good guess, and then 8 to 12 would probably cover it. It just is. Alan, there's so many variables with respect to the growth of any fish, striped bass, included. A lot depends on when they were hatched. If they were the first ones out of the to hatch out of the year class, they had an advantage. So it's just hard to tell. But 10 years would be a pretty good guess. The oldest striped bass I ever saw was I think around 17. Back then we just looked at the scales, and if you've ever try to age big striped bass, you'll know that they're very, very difficult because the growth rings on those scales are so close together, it's more like an educated guess at times. But 17 was the oldest one I saw. But I'm sure there are ones that are older than that.
Do you recall how big the fish was?
No. Okay. And again, size of the fish may not necessarily dictate its age.
Ah, okay.
So it's that'll be a good the next time you get Harry on. That would be an interesting discussion point for you and Harry.
All right, we can do that. Sure.
So that'd be good. Compliment you on your crab magazine. Excellent. Best one yet.
Really?
I'm glad you like it. The depth of the articles, the variety of the articles was superb. Mm-hmm. Really, really enjoyed it. Plus the advertisers. I'll tell you what, it's fun to go through the advertisers.
That's half the fun, really.
Oh, yeah.
It really is,
And with respect to the Hunting Quarterly, Alan, if that's not the biggest red fox I've ever seen, it ain't far from it. When I looked at that the first time, I said, boy, that's a nice coyote.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. That's a funny color face.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. That's a red fox.
Mm-hmm. The one on the cover? Yeah.
I'm telling you, Alan, that is the biggest red fox I think I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a monster.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That young man is an outstanding police officer, and so is his father. His father is the owner of European Skullbusters. They do the
European mounts.
European mounts on the skulls, mm-hmm. whitetails and black bears and coyotes and the whole deal.
That's good.
And just good all around people. His father hunts and fishes and crabs and has a commercial crab license. He's probably selling some crabs today. But and a sponsor of the Bucks, Bears and Stags, Maryland's finest record book. So
that's good. Well, hopefully he'll get that fox mounted, because that looked like a beautiful, beautiful pelt on
it. It was a gorgeous animal. Yep, gorgeous animal, no question. So,
listen, thanks for coffee.
Hey, I enjoyed our coffee the other day, no question.
Nice to get it. Nice to get out.
And I'm glad
you...
I will.
I hope she's feeling better.
Yeah, me too. I will tell her. Thank you.
All right, good. Thanks,
all right, Alan. Buddy. Thanks, Dale.
Talk at you. See you.
You got it. Bye-bye. I think we have Ronald on the line. Good morning, Ronald.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning. How you doing? How you coming along, Alan?
I'm doing great. Busy, crazy busy.
And this roof, the two blind friends.
Uh-huh. Well, don't forget.
You know, hey, ain't forgot you, Alan.
We had Barney in Ellicott City.
I'm one of them old guys there. Well, I've been here and done all that. I know about my boy Charlie Daniels there as well.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing, Alan, I had an incident one morning. I was on my way to work when I lived out Perrin Parkway. I used to see the old red fox when I was on my way to work there.
Oh, yeah.
Early in the morning, sitting there. And one morning, so when I moved over there at Parkville, but in Townsend area.
Uh-huh.
And I was walking to work that morning. Oh, all of a sudden, old red fox come right up right alongside me. I didn't know what to do.
That's dangerous.
I reached out and touched him, but I said, no, I didn't. But
nope.
It didn't bother me or do anything.
No, you got to be careful.
The gentleman who just said something about the bread box there, so I said, I'll tell you this old little bread incident that I had, this little incident that I had with a bread box there. And I started to touch it, but I didn't.
But that's a good thing you didn't, because, Ronald, when a wild animal wants to get close to you during daylight hours, there's danger. There's danger. There's two types.
It's dark that morning, you know.
Okay.
Well, I'm selling protein.
All right. All right, buddy. Well, look, I appreciate the call.
Please give Miss Robin. I'd love to come around with Miss Ruth there, please.
All right, I'll do it, buddy. Thank you so much. All right, take care. There went Ronald. Anybody on the line there, Vern, Uncle Vern? Nobody on the line. All right. Well, we're almost out of time anyway. But Ronald brings up a good point. And what Dale was referring to is the cover of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And you can see that online. You can see Maryland Loves Crabs online, too. MDLovesCrabs.com and MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. Both magazines are available to be fully read online. Pictures, ads, the whole thing. As well as the Outdoorsman Radio Show. You know there's a podcast out there. You go to EllisOutdoors.com. And you click on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and then there's a bar at the top that says podcast. And we got thousands of people listening to the podcast every week. You know, if they can't catch the show, they know it's on. They know the podcast is going to be up there. And I talked to your old buddy, Vern Bulldog, the other day. Yeah. Bulldog is the guy that does our Ellis Outdoors and updates the podcast and so forth. But you can see all that. But Ronald brings up a point. When you see a wild animal in the daylight, there are two forms of rabies. One I call rage rabies, where the animal will attack without provocation. The other one is the one I call dumb rabies, where the animal appears stupid and docile. In either case, get away from it. Get away from it. Call animal control. Tell them that you had an encounter with a wild animal, whether it's a ground